The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 24, Text Number 2. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari. Recorded on October 15th, 2013, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rishi Uvacha Ma Kidha Raja Putri Itam Atmanam Prati Anindate Bhagavan Te Akshara Garbham Adhurat Samprapapsyate Rishir Uvacha Makita Rajaputri Tham Atmanam Pratyanindite Bhagavanstek Charo Garbham Adhurat Samprapapsyate Rishir Uvacha Makita Rajaputritham Atmanam Pratyaninditae Bhagavanstekshara Garbham Adurat Samprapatsyate Rishi Uvacha. The sage said, Ma Kidha, do not be disappointed. Rajaputri, O princess, itam, in this way, atmanam, yourself, prati, toward, anindite, O praiseworthy Devahuti, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, te, your akshara, infallible, garbham, womb, adhurat, without delay, sampapatsyate, will enter. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The sage said, do not be disappointed with yourself, O princess. You are actually praiseworthy. The infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead will shortly enter your womb as your son. Purport. Kardama Muni encouraged his wife not to be sorry, thinking herself unfortunate, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his incarnation, was going to come from her body. Vande ham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachanine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. We see that sometimes devotees become discouraged when they're trying to practice Krishna consciousness. This is Devahuti was so discouraged. Of course, it's not exactly the same, but in some ways it's the same. But she was reminded that Krishna is coming soon. So don't be worried, don't be disappointed. Everything's going to be really great. Just be patient. So in the same way, we have to have that faith that someday soon we will be with Krishna. We will be intimately connected with Krishna and His divine pastimes. You see? So whatever difficulties we're going through now, just like Devahuti was doing so many penances and austerities, even though she was a princess, she was living in a very austere situation. You see? So she was being reminded, don't be disappointed, Krishna is coming soon. So in the same way, we should not be disappointed, thinking, well, there's so many difficulties, better I give up this Krishna consciousness, just go earn money and enjoy. Prabhupada actually told us, he said, even if you think it is intolerable, still you should not leave. He said, actually, there is nothing intolerable. But even if you think it is intolerable, you should not leave. So if we are to obey Prabhupada, then we have to stay here in these practicing these austerities, rising early, following regulative principles, working together as a community of devotees. You see, whatever austerities you may go through doing that, it's okay. Because very soon we will see Krishna. Very soon Krishna will be revealed to us. We will personally be reunited with our beloved Lord Krishna and His transcendental pastimes. So we should never give up. We should never lose the faith, you see. That faith is the whole foundation of this process. You have to keep the faith, you see. The first step is Shraddha, preliminary faith. You have to have faith. That is the foundation of this process. You must have faith. Some may say, oh, why should I have faith? I don't want to be a blind follower. I don't want to put my faith in anything. You see, I'm a skeptic. Well, sir, I saw you got to get on the elevator the other day. How did you do that if you're a skeptic? You had faith, the elevator, the cable would not snap and you would crash to your death from the 50th floor. What gave you, how did you get on the elevator if you didn't have faith? You see? How is it we get on an elevator? You see? Or get on an airplane? You see? What if it crashes? How is it we have faith that there's a pretty good chance of it not crashing? You see? Because every day we see them taking off and landing, so many people are coming and going. We have faith by seeing the results of so many people who are flying on airplanes. So in the same way, by seeing the results of so many people who are practicing Krishna consciousness and deriving amazing results, fantastic results. And see, we get faith. So all we have to do is observe. In the beginning, there was nobody to observe except there was one devotee only to observe, and that was His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. He was the only devotee in the movement, and everybody else was just, you know, a wild hippie coming around to associate with the Swami, relishing His association. But then gradually by that association, by seeing Prabhupada's unflinching faith, you see. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaiti kitita hirata prakashante mahatmana Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6:23. Only unto those who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. You want to become learned in Vedic wisdom? You want to realize the conclusion of all the Vedic wisdom? Then you have to have faith. Unflinching faith. That means in every situation, you, no matter what it may be, no matter what the challenge may be, you're always very solidly situated in your faith. You see? So how we develop that faith? If you have faith based on sentiment, you see, it can come, it can go. But if you have faith based on knowledge, that faith is solid, you see. Therefore, you must utilize your intelligence fully to understand the science of Krishna consciousness. This is one very wonderful piece of advice I got from His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami when I was a young hippie hanging out with the devotees, checking out the whole scene, getting into it, trying to learn something about it. I remember two things he told me. One thing he said was, you have to accept that Prabhupada is as good as God. And I went, what? Accept a man as good as God? How could you do that? But then I thought about it. He's always speaking the words of Krishna. He's always acting in the order of Krishna. So yes. Another thing Vishnu Janaswami told me was this. He said, you must continue inquiring until your intelligence is satisfied. Now that really hit home with me, you know. He didn't want me to be a blind follower. He wanted me to put my inquiries, you see. Just as Arjuna, you see. Why did he address Krishna, Madhusudana? Because Arjuna understood, I am plagued by so many doubts, and I want you, my Lord Madhusudana, just as you killed the Madhu demon, I want you to annihilate all of these doubts that are plaguing me at this very moment about why I should fight this battle. So we have to inquire and inquire and inquire until all those doubts are gone, you see. We don't want any demons hanging out in the closet of our minds. Demons of doubt lurking there, ghosts of doubt haunting us, you understand? Therefore, this Bhagavatam class is very, very important. We go deep, deep, deep into the knowledge, the wisdom, you see. Oma Jnanatim Adantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. We offer our respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of our beloved spiritual master because he is bringing the torchlight of knowledge and driving away all the doubt. What is more powerful, darkness or light? Light? You say that of sentiment? Or are you speaking scientifically? Actually, it's scientific. And go into a dark room, take a match and strike it. And that match, the illuminating influence of that match can be seen all over the room. In every corner of the room, that there's some portion of that light will be manifested there, you see. A little tiny bit of light can have a big impact in darkness. Now take something like this cup, for example. There's darkness in here because I have a lid on it, you see. Take something like a jar or a can or something that has darkness in it. Go into the bright sunlight outdoors. Take the lid off and go, phew. Now how much of that light will be dissipated by the darkness? Nothing. You see, light dissipates darkness. You can scientifically prove it yourself. And you can also prove that darkness has no power whatsoever to dissipate light. So by simple scientific observation, any child can do the experiment with a candle and with a jar. Not a clear jar, but a jar that doesn't let the light in. A can with a lid on it. See, anyone can do this. So we can see that light is more powerful than the darkness. So even just a little bit of light, If you can just hear a little bit of knowledge from the bona fide spiritual master, just get a little tiny bit of understanding, of realization, hold on to that as your dearest treasure. There is nothing more precious than transcendental wisdom. Hold on to that wisdom and then start to apply it in your daily life. Apply it in the way you think, the way you speak, and the way you act. And when Krishna sees how you are utilizing that knowledge and or realization that he has given you, he will increase it more and more and more and more and more. And gradually that day will come. If you continue acting in this way, that day will come when you fully realize Krishna. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daiva hridayeshu valoyakayanti yang shama shundara machintya gunasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shamsundara, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. Prabhupada said, not only do they see Krishna within, they see him everywhere. They are fully cognizant of Krishna in everywhere. You see, they can see the material energy, but they see how it is emanating from Krishna. They see how Krishna is behind it, manifesting it. They connect with Krishna everywhere, in every sight, every sound, every smell, every person, every place. They connect with Krishna in every possible way. Bhakti parashanu baro baraktir anyatra chai shatraka eka kalaha. They develop loving feeling for Krishna more and more and more, ever increasing feelings of love, bhakti for Krishna. Apareshanu bhava, they experience Krishna with everything, and varaktir, what is the result? They become completely disinterested in material sense gratification. Once you get a higher taste, who's interested in the lower taste anymore? You see? If I give you a 1 crore of rupees, you may feel really enlivened. Here, if we have 1 crore. But then if I give you 1 million crores of rupees, and I say, give me back that one, I'll give you 1 million crores of rupees. Yeah, yeah, no problem, you take that crore. I don't need this crore, it's nothing. I'll take the 1 million crores, sure. You see? So whatever happiness we have in this material world, what does Dhruva say? It's simply a broken piece of glass. Even to be the ruler of this entire material world is simply a broken piece of glass compared to the association of the Lord. And the Lord is fully willing and able and enlivened to grant you with his association. You just have to give up this idea of, you know, going crazy over broken pieces of glass. I don't need these broken pieces of glass. Wealth, women, followers. I don't even need moksha. If I have Krishna, what does it matter if I'm in the material world or the spiritual world? If I have Krishna as my constant companion, I can be in Patala Loka, Brahma Loka, Krishna Loka, Mahesh Dham, Devi Dham. I can be anywhere. Doesn't matter. If I have Krishna's constant association, you see, doesn't matter where I am. So that is the consciousness of the Paramahamsa, the pure devotee, Uttamadhikari. He can be anywhere, doesn't matter. Because he's fully connected, fully reciprocating with Krishna at every minute, with every thought, word, and deed. He's never separated from his beloved Lord for even a moment. And because Krishna is always living in Vrindavan, his pure devotee is always in Vrindavan with him and having loving reciprocations with him in Vrindavan. Even if he's in this material world, you see. So just have faith in this process. Follow the pathway of those who have been successful. See those who are successful and do what they're doing, you see. That's the second stage. It's called Sadhu Sangha. After you have faith in the process, then see those who are advanced in this process, who are relishing the bliss of Krishna consciousness, who are sharing the mercy of Krishna with everyone. Find those kinds of devotees and follow them, you see. Take their association, serve them, learn from them, hear from them. They are called sadhus. Those who can cut through the hard knot, the hridaya granthi in the heart, which is binding us to the cycle of birth and death. Take advantage of these sadhus and then take up the practice of bhakti. It's just as they are doing. That's called bhajana kriya, which leads to diksha, taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and solidly committing yourself to taking his orders as your life and soul. And when you do that, that's a very magical moment, actually. Prabhupada says that deathlessness begins from the day of initiation. From that moment, you get your beads and you get your name, you see. You have now entered into immortality, provided you follow the vows you took at the initiation ceremony and you don't deviate. You've actually entered into immortality, deathlessness, at that very minute. Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles. So, on that pathway then, following in the footsteps of your beloved spiritual master and our beloved Srila Prabhupada, by following this pathway very sincerely, very carefully, with enthusiasm, with determination and patience, then what happens, all those bad qualities, those demons in the closet, you see, the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, the illusion, the envy, the laziness, the fault-finding, the pride, all that garbage which has been torturing us for millions of lifetimes, it just starts evaporating. Go, wow, it's amazing. Those things which disturb you, they don't disturb you anymore, you see. Me been agitated by pretty girls, you see. But now, mother, I'm attracted to Krishna, you see. He is more beautiful than any girl, you see. Except for Radharani. Radharani is described as being more beautiful than Krishna. So if we simply become attracted to Krishna and Radha, you see, Radha Krishna, especially here at the new Vedic Culture Center, I have never seen such extraordinary deities as these deities here. They're absolutely phenomenal. They're just pouring oceans of mercy on the whole material world. There's this huge tidal wave of mercy emanating from their bodies and flooding the whole universe. Have you seen like that? How these deities are flooding this whole ocean of mercy, inundating the whole universe. Yes, these deities here. They're very, very special deities. I couldn't believe how the beautiful smiles on their faces. It was just amazing. I've never seen deities like these anywhere in ISKCON, anywhere in the world. I can't imagine how fortunate you are here. These Radha Vrindavan Chandra, the most beautiful, loving, merciful deities I've ever seen. They're just amazing. And you're their lucky servants. Wow, you're the luckiest devotees in the whole material world to be here serving them, you see. There's no one more fortunate than you all. You're the most fortunate devotee. So take advantage of this good fortune, you see. Take advantage of this good fortune, make a revolution, you know. Attract all the youth. Why 500 brahmacharis? Why not 5,000? Why not 50,000 brahmacharis, you see? Why not 500,000 brahmacharis. You see? Just keep expanding and more household or families, you see. Why 1,000 household or families? Why not 10 million household or families, you see? Just keep expanding, 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 expanding. Simply act as a representative of your wonderful Radha Vrindavan Chandra here. Act as their representative, their messengers, you see. And they will empower you to do unlimited wonderful things here for Prabhupada movement and here in Pune. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Is anyone writing any questions down on the papers? No one's written any questions. Oh, here's some questions. Okay, good. What's our time limit? 9:10. Okay. We have 15 minutes for questions and answers. Okay. What is advancement in Krishna consciousness? To become free from all material desires? Or how to know someone is making advancement in Krishna consciousness? They're no longer attracted to Maya. They're only attracted to Krishna. You said that we should inquire till our intelligence is satisfied. Sometimes we get some technical questions from the scriptures, which are sometimes discouraged. So should we neglect such types of questions? Not necessarily. If somebody discourages you for asking that question, ask somebody else. Try asking me. There are certain technical things, you know, like that there's not really an answer. It's like, I think it's Jashodamai described as this, either her or Deva, I think it's Mother Jashoda, is described as the success potency of the Lord. So somebody asked, what does that mean? They asked me, what does it mean, she's the success potency of the Lord? So I looked up in the Vedabase, success potency, and it's only in that one purport. And Prabhupada doesn't mention it anywhere else. So how are we supposed to know the answer to such a question? So I used to ask a lot of questions of Prabhupada, but he gave me a wonderful answer that covers everything. I've told you all before, maybe all of you have not heard, that if you have some technical questions, that's all right. Don't be discouraged. Just know how you will get the answer. Prabhupada told me this. He said, if you will simply serve Krishna with full sincerity of attitude 24 hours a day, he will personally come to you and answer all of your questions. So if you have technical questions, no problem. Just qualify. If no devotee can answer it, don't be discouraged. Just you become fully absorbed 24/7 in a pure mood of bhakti, and that day will come when Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself will come, and any question you ask, he'll answer it perfectly to your full satisfaction. So we will try our best. We are not Bhagavan. We'll try our best to answer whatever questions you have. How to overcome conditioning. You just have to become, you have to understand your material conditioning is not your natural self. It is an artificial self imposed upon you by bad association. You have to be convinced of this fact, you see. Throw off that bad association, come back to your natural consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. If we are not able to follow some instructions of Srila Prabhupada, are we lacking faith? Well, just follow whatever ones you can follow, and you'll get so much nectar from that. You'll think, why should I just follow some of his instructions? Why not follow all of them? Whatever you can do, do it with great enthusiasm. You see? And you'll find it grows on you. You go, wow, I'm going to go, this is so sweet, I'm going to get into it some more. Sometimes we are using technology for reading and hearing. Is it good or bad? It's fantastic. Prabhupada used technology from the very beginning. He was sitting there giving his lectures in 22nd Avenue when Prabhupada himself set up, had a reel-to-reel tape machine recording the lectures. He did it. It was his arrangement. There was no tape ministry recording his lectures. Prabhupada himself set up a reel-to-reel tape machine recording his own lectures. So from the very beginning, we have used technology in this movement. I had my iPhone listening to transcendental music as I was coming here with my headset all the way from Radhakunja Vihari to NVCC. I was hearing transcendental music the whole way and totally enlivened and blissful. So use technology, you see. Rupa Goswami says that to artificially reject things that can be used in Krishna's service means you're a fool. Say, I don't touch modern technology. I am sadhu. You're a rascal. Whatever is there that can be used for Krishna is a mistake. The printing press is also modern technology. A printed book is modern technology too. You say, I only read handwritten scrolls. I won't read printed books. It's modern technology. A printing press is modern technology. I won't touch a book. Only if I can see Bhagavatam in a palm leaf will I read it. I mean, come on, don't be a fanatic. I want to know what context you said something knowledge can dissipate darkness. A little knowledge, you know, can dissipate darkness. Prabhupada said some knowledge means no knowledge. Now you're taking things out of context. Prabhupada wasn't saying that if you just know a little bit of the Bhagavad Gita. Now if one takes, then it's better not to know anything. It's like, unless you know, if you only know one verse, that's bad. You have to know 10 million verses, then it's okay. No, it's not like that. If you know even one verse. But the point is, if you take things out of context, you see. Just like the Maya bodies, they have a little bit of knowledge. The spirit soul is Brahman. That's true, you see. But they think it's the Supreme Brahman. That's untrue. So in that sense, a little knowledge is dangerous. Yes, the spirit soul is Brahman, so I am God. It's true in one sense, but you have to understand the full sense of it. That's what it means by little knowledge. It doesn't mean that if you only know one verse that you're in trouble. You have to know a million verses to be okay. You have to have the proper understanding. That's what it means. How to come out of our mental platform and embrace Krishna consciousness wholeheartedly. Just do it. What are you waiting for? Just do it. Like seeing there's a glove jamun there on the plate in front of me. How do you take a glove jamun? How do you do it? How do you take a glove jamun? Well, I don't know. You take the plate and you pick it up and put it like this and hold it in your mouth, or you know, how do you take a glove jamun? Well, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to take a glove jamun. Well, I don't know. Just take it and throw it in your mouth, and what's the big deal? So the same thing with Krishna consciousness. You're trying to figure out, well, how can I do it? Do I have to do it this way or that way? This is Maya's distraction. You see, do I have to do it this way or that way, or how do I do it? You know, do it this way. Then just do it. Get off the mental platform. I recently heard from a senior devotee that less than 10% of ISKCON devotees have read all the books of Srila Prabhupada. Why is it so? Well, I don't know if that's true. It could be. How many of you have read all of Prabhupada's books? Raise your hand. Everything. Only one. So I think it's less than 10%. Actually, I should raise my hand too. Two of us have read all of Prabhupada's books. Now, Prabhupada says in his purport, you read this, he says, all of my disciples have to read all of my books or else they will fall down. You think, I'm not a disciple, I don't have to worry about that one. No. You are disciples of Prabhupada. You're in the category of grand. You are grand disciples of Prabhupada. So you're also disciples of Prabhupada. There's different types of disciples. There's disciples, grand disciples, great grand. I'm not talking about Ritvik philosophy now. Don't misunderstand. But Prabhupada said, they asked him in 1977, after you were gone and we initiate new devotees, what is the system? He said that his disciples would become the spiritual masters. And they would be grand disciples of Prabhupada. That's what he told them. So a grand disciple is another type of disciple. He's a second generation disciple, you see, of the founder Acharya in our case. So you all are disciples. In terms of that instruction, you are just as much duty bound to read all of Prabhupada's books as we are, to avoid falling down. So, yes, you want to add a point? Okay, so, Question? Send the microphone out there. I can't hear it wrong. So, it appears from this survey we just took, it's less than 10%. This devotee was being very generous by saying 10%. It appears to be about maybe 1% of the devotees have read all of Prabhupada's books. So why is it so? That's an interesting question. Why haven't we? One reason devotees are so busy doing service, our brahmacharis are so busy serving. I had a strong desire to read all of Prabhupada's books, and when I was traveling with Vishnujana Swami with what was called the roadshow at that time. And I was in anxiety. I don't have enough time to read. So one day everybody went on Sankirtan. I took the subway from Brooklyn to Manhattan. And I was a little, you could say it was Maya. I took a different train and I went to Tompkins Square Park to the tree where Prabhupada began the movement. And I wrote Prabhupada a letter there. It was Maya. But I said, Prabhupada, I don't have enough time to read. I wrote a complaint to Prabhupada. They don't give me enough time to study, Prabhupada. And I sent that off and then I rejoined the party after I got the letter finished. I got chastised for going on my little side trip, but I really had this anxiety. I don't get enough time to read, and I had to tell Prabhupada about it, because it was disturbing me a lot. And then I got a letter back after some time. Actually, the letter never found me because I was traveling, but the GBCs used to get copies of all the letters. So I found a GBC who had a copy of the letter. I saw the copy of the letter. I never got the original, and somehow never made it to me. But Prabhupada said to me in this letter, he said, actually, there's much time in the day for studying. He challenged my complaint that actually your complaint is not valid. There's much time in the day for studying. And then he said that, study, so much study without practice will become dry and useless. In other words, if you just want to study, you don't want to do any service, your studying will become dry and useless. So Prabhupada really defeated my idea. And of course I accepted it. My spiritual master's word is the absolute knowledge. And I accepted it. But I did find ways to do that studying that I desired to do. Later on I was in Gainesville, Florida. And we had a very busy schedule, as brahmacharis, they keep us engaged 24/7, I had a very busy schedule. And then a wonderful thing happened in our movement. It was called the Bhaktivedanta Tape Ministry. Wow. Now, and we got a subscription. We had a subscription to the Bhaktivedanta Tape Ministry. It means every week, we got this manila envelope in the mail with about seven or eight or nine cassette tapes that recorded just several days ago Prabhupada's morning walk on the beach, Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. Wow, and now, where's the time to hear it and sit down and study it? But I had a realization. You know, well, during lunch, everybody is in the Pishadam room, and the Brahmacharya Ashram is like a quiet library during lunch. So I just skip lunch every day. Hey, I'm not going to die. I skip lunch every day, and I went and studied during the lunchtime. Do I look like I'm emaciated from that austerity? I became skinny like a skeleton? No, I didn't lose any weight. I somehow got an upashatam, even missing lunch. And I took notes from those, because I still have a trunk, a nectar trunk from my brahmachari days, of all the notebooks and all the notes I had taken over many years of study. I keep all those. It's a great treasure for me, my brahmachari days. Our house recently caught on fire, and the trunk was not damaged by Krishna's grace. I still have that trunk with all those notes I took when I was skipping lunch to study the tapes, you see. So it's just a matter of your desire. Do you want to become a powerful preacher? You want to know this philosophy inside and out like a lawyer knows his law books? Then study. And the next time I come here to Pune, I want to see that everybody has read all the Prabhupada's books. I want to see the hands, or at least, you know, I'm in the process of doing it. I want to see not just one hand. I want to see many, many hands. I'm going to ask you all the next time I come back. I want to see many hands go up. Yes. And I guarantee, I mean, your faces will be 100 times brighter. This devotee has a very bright face. It's a bright face brahmacharya, you see. If you all read all these books, I'm not going to see one dull face in the crowd. Everybody's going to be effulgent. You see, the more reading Prabhupada's books means you're personally associating with His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Personally associating with Him is the most powerful experience. So please. So all these other questions just went by the wayside. This is such an important point that I just had to devote all this time to it. So we'll stop it tonight. Yeah, now, but now one point from Vishnu Priya Manaji. My better half.
What is the hope for those who are not in Krishna consciousness? What is their hope that they don't get to read Prabhupada's books?
Who can repeat what she said? What did she say?
What is the hope for those?
Come and tell me in my ear. Someone tell me in my ear. My deafness is really getting bad.
What is the hope for those who are not in Krishna consciousness?
What is the hope for those who are not in Krishna consciousness? You know what, Prabhupada?
Those who cannot read all the books of Srila Prabhupada.
What is the hope for those who cannot read all the books of Srila Prabhupada?
They are not educated.
They are not educated. They are not educated.
They are illiterate.
Oh, if somebody is illiterate, then they have to hear regularly from those who have read all the Prabhupada books. They have to sit and hear regularly from those who have read all the Prabhupada's books and who are living examples of Prabhupada's books. You see, we are all meant to become... There are two types of Bhagavatam. There's person Bhagavatam and book Bhagavatam. So the more you associate with book Bhagavatam, the more you become a person Bhagavatam. So every member of ISKCON should actually become a person Bhagavatam by fully studying, imbibing, and manifesting the teachings of Bhagavatam in his every thought, word, and deed, in all times, places, and circumstances. Does that answer your question? Any other points? Is that microphone turned on? Doesn't sound like it. Okay, put it closer and speak loudly.
Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
One may not be educated, but engaged in the service of the Lord.
One may not be dedicated,
educated.
Tesham satata yuktanam. Yeah, that's also there. There's a nice example in this connection. What if you're illiterate and you just can't even read? Is there any hope for you? And the answer is yes. There's a very nice story from during the time of Lord, our beloved Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know that temple, that Rangachatra. How many have been to the Rangachatra temple? Yes. There was a famous pastime that happened in that temple. There was one Brahmin who had been ordered by his spiritual master, every day you must read 18 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. The only problem was he was illiterate. He couldn't read a single word. But his spiritual master ordered him every day, so he would sit there. It wasn't a BBT publication. It was one of these handwritten ones, you know. And so he was looking over the manuscript. And every day he was looking over the manuscript on the order of his spiritual master. He couldn't read a word of it, but he was looking over it. And everybody was laughing about it. Just see that illiterate Brahmin over there. He's reading Bhagavad Gita, right? Yeah, he thinks he's reading Gita. He was the butt of the jokes, you see. The temple prajalpa was going on about the illiterate Brahmin. So Lord Chaitanya, he came there on his tour of South India. And he heard this buzz, the temple buzz, you know, about the illiterate Brahmin who reads the Gita. So he thought, let me check out this illiterate Brahmin who reads the Gita. So he approached him. Now this Brahmin was used to being made fun of. He had to be, he kind of made a shell around himself to protect himself from all the criticism because he had to serve his spiritual master. He became callous to all of this. But then when Lord Chaitanya approached him, just imagine Lord Chaitanya walks up to you. You're sitting in the temple and Lord reading and trying, you're sitting trying to read and Lord Chaitanya approaches you. Wow. The golden avatar is now approaching you. He can immediately understand, this person has not come here to criticize me. He can, even before Lord Chaitanya opened his mouth, he can immediately understand this person is coming in a different mood than everybody else, you see. So he approached in a very sweet and loving way. Lord Chaitanya said, my dear Brahmin, I have heard that you're reading Bhagavad Gita, but you're illiterate. How is that? He said, yes, what can I do? My spiritual master has ordered me that every day I have to read 18 chapters. So I'm sitting here looking through this manuscript. Lord Chaitanya said, but Brahmana, I see you're not only reading, but you're crying also, Brahmana. How is that you're crying? He said, well, there's one, they made one painting here along with the manuscript. I see how Krishna is driving the chariot of Arjuna. And I'm thinking, how kind is Krishna that he's acting as the servant, the charioteer of his devotee. When I just meditate on that wonderful ocean of kindness being manifested by Lord Sri Krishna, I cannot help but cry. Yes, I am crying. So Lord Chaitanya, he gave him a huge, big, big warm embrace. He said, Brahmana, you are the true scholar of Bhagavad Gita. You see? So even if you're not a big, big scholar, you see, if you're simply dedicated to the order you receive from your spiritual master, whatever it may be, it's your very life and soul, whether you're qualified or unqualified, doesn't matter. Whatever order my spiritual master has given me, I am clinging to it tightly, as the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj, and put his feet on my head in the form of this order, then you are the greatest scholar. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't read the books. Read as much as you possibly can. Everyone should have a program, you see. Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya, all the books are there. Get a bookmark and just go through the books. Every day, you know, drops of water wear away the stone. Everyone should have a program to read all of the books. Everyone should set up an itinerary for themselves. Yes, now I'm going to do Gita. and I will do this and this and this. Everyone should go through all the books. Everyone. Brahmacharis, householders, everyone should go through all the books. It's a very important thing. And whatever spare time you have, use it for reading, not for pajalpa or for frivolous talks, frivolous activities. Use it for study. Okay, now we're way over time. Royally over time. Some temples, they chastise me. They go 1 minute over. So I try to be careful about them. So we thank you all very, very much for your dedication to Srila Prabhupada. Please continue in this way, giving your life to Srila Prabhupada's mission. And I guarantee you at the time of death, you will go to sleep and you'll wake up with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.